Those are the Federation bells we're hearing, which was a sonic interactive performance designed by Jeff Robinson during the Bogon Centre for Sound Cultures Festival, Phantasmagoria. I'm Leanne McLean, and I was one of the lucky ones to attend the Phantasmagoria Festival 2 weeks ago in Bogon Village. And whilst visiting this gorgeous place and immersing myself in the environmental elements and sounds, I met Berlin radio sound artist Gabby Schaffner. His work was so beautiful and intriguing, I asked if we could share it on 3CR for our listeners. So on the final day of her Australian creative tour, Gabby headed into 3CR studios and shared her story.
Yeah, I'm a Berlin-based artist, and a couple of years ago, I got interested in going to Australia, and I found this open call by the Bogong Centre for Sound Cultures. So they were asking for a resident, and I applied, and I went there for 2 weeks around the residency, and at that time I was working on a piece which is called Hidden Places. So this was about experiences of people in the wilderness. And I paired it up in between like Australia and Iceland, because the same year I'd been to Iceland. But that at the same time, Madeleine Cornish, who's one of the curators of Bogong Centre for Sound Cultures, she started already talking about the upcoming big plan of creating a sound artist festival for 2017, Phantasmagoria. And this name, Phantasmagoria, was sort of taking hold in my brain. And also, I was walking around on the landscape, and there were all these waves of transformers and the rush of the water and the wind and all this wavy stuff sort of, I think, influenced me. And so I came up with a story of electric fairy grounds, which I proposed for this festival and which was accepted.
And so what is it that your piece actually entails in terms of the technology that you're using?
Well, I'm a low-tech person, so it does involve field recording, a lot of field recording, but the art piece, so to say, itself is basically radio art. So that means it's a radio play I sort of cooked together with interviews I made with the former inhabitants of that village, because Bogong village is situated in the Alpine district. It's close to Mount Beauty on the way to Falls Creek. And it used to be a village where workers and the families lived, of those people who were building Junction Dam in the 40s. So basically it's also the history of the Kiewa electric hydro scheme. So I made interviews with some lovely old ladies and gentlemen who used to live in that village or work in that village, be it as like going to school there or like doing some work as duty manager or other technical related work. And then I put a radio play on top of this, which is set in the 50s. So it's a combination, actually, of fact and of documentary stuff and fictional stuff. And it's a fairy tale sort of put on top of the documentary narratives. So it's put in three chapters. Each chapter has its own transmitter station hidden in a birdhouse. And the idea is also to take up this idea of a dreaming in just like drawing on the idea that you have to walk the land in order to experience your history. Yeah, and listen. So if you take a radio with you and you tune it to 100 megahertz, you'll be able to pick it up, like, depending on the quality of your radio, really, like from like 50 meters from the thing, then it becomes stronger, the narrative, and then it loses itself again in the forest, but then you might come eventually to the second station, so you can pick up on the second chapter.
And it's a walk around the dam.
It's a walk around Lake Guy. Mm-hmm. It starts at the tennis courts and goes to the Eerie Tree, and then it ends, the last chapter is just behind the dam wall.
And how long is the festival going for, and can people listen?
It's going until the 30th of April. It's always on the weekend from 12 to 8, if I'm not wrong. It has been organized by Madeleine Cornish and Philip Simatsis, who is presently teaching here in the sound department of the RMIT University. So, you can walk around there, and there's, I think, more than a dozen artworks situated in the landscape. So you can experience the land, the weather, the scape, and, of course, the audio art, sound art. There's video works. So there's a number of really diverse works that all refer to the village of Bogong and the history of the region.
And you took some recordings as well of Jeff Robinson's bells.
Yeah, I did, because, I did various recordings, I must say, extremely random ones, as I was collecting, like, to put together my own show in Berlin on the Phantasmagoria, but it's sort of not so representative as its random choice. Jeff did a one-off. So that was, he had like, I don't know, two dozens, three dozens of brass handbells he borrowed from a museum.
Yeah, they're the Federation bells.
Yeah, the Federation bells.
Yeah.
And and then he gave them to people, and then we walked around the lake and were swinging these, like, what do you call it? Swing the bells? No.
Mm. We were just swinging them, and they... Yeah. Just chimed every 3 seconds or so.
Yeah, right. So, and that was, I like that idea of this, having this sound like raising up from the path around the lake. And also probably like from afar, you would have had something like an imaginary sound caravan. You know, so there's several ideas which I found interesting with that concept, as simple as it is, but it's very, it just works.
And also just meditative as well. The actual act of doing it, walking and swinging the bell and listening to the.
Yeah. So, but basically, I mean, all artworks are very interesting and sort of, responsive to the site. There's also a website which gives information on the Bogong, on the Phantasmagoria exhibition. And
yeah, it's bogongsound.com.au. Yeah, so it's still going for another week or so on the weekend. And we both encourage, I've been up there as well last week, we both encourage people to go there. There's accommodation as well in the village, because it's a little old electricity village with beautiful kind of little old houses from the 40s, I suppose, 30s.
Yeah.
It's easy to stay up there. It's near Mount Beauty. It's about 15 minutes from Mount Beauty, and it's an incredible place and beautiful, beautiful environment around there. And you'll also be able to listen and see a lot of these sound art pieces that are situated around the village and the lake there.
Yeah, it's well worth going, and I think it's very singular that you have a festival of that sort of size in sound art. So I think it really needs more guests and more people who just flock there and enjoy the landscape and the art, because audio art is a very important part of, well, contemporary art.
Mm. And so we're going to be listening to one part of Gabby's piece, Electric Fairy Grounds, and also some of Jeff Robinson's bells. But also, Gabby, where can people find your work? Have you got a website, blog or something?
Yes, I do lo-fi stuff. My website is called rawaudio.de.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you some stuff. And I also have a garden radio station, and that goes by the name of Dacha Radio, .de.
And what can you just quickly tell us a little bit about the Garden radio station?
Yeah, it was a collaborative project with Berlin artist station Reboot FM. And I had the garden, they had the radio. And then we sort of thought we'd just put together 1 week of 724 radio art in the garden. So we put up the radio station, like a little pirate radio station, directly in the winter garden of my garden house, hut, whatever. And then we had invited artists and started an open call to invite over other radio artists to sort of contribute field recordings. And it's like also the main point, actually, of Dutcher Radio is that it takes the garden as a matrix for, like, organization, growth, community in terms of art, but also in terms of being with like living with diversity. It's like biodiversity, but also radio biodiversity.
Mm.
And it's all sort of more or less spelled out on dutcheradio.de.
How do you spell that?
D-A-T-S-C-H-A, mm-hmm. radio.
Okay.
So dacha is an old Russian term for a summer house in the country. And because my garden is situated in the former eastern part of Berlin, it was also used by the sort of ex-GDR citizens as to, they say dacha or dacha. So both signifies just a summer house somewhere where you can be on your own, enjoy your family or your drinks or whatever, your barbecue or your radio.
Electric Fairy Grounds, Part 1, by the Tennis Courts.
Very fond memories of just the whole village and everything that happened there.
And everybody knew everybody, everybody cared for everybody. Everybody knew the policeman, and yet he didn't pull any punches, not that he really needed to.
One teacher for the whole school, all in one room, but great memories of school. It was just lovely. And anything that happened in the village, if it was somebody's birthday, the whole town came. We actually had picture theatre twice a week. They used to have pictures on Saturdays and Wednesday evenings. So everybody went to that. And it was just a really nice atmosphere where everybody participated in everything.
To make our dreams come true for me and you. Direct from the UK, that was the fabulous Cliff Richard and the Shadows and their number one song, Summer Holiday, on Alpine Radio 3AR in the heart of the High Country. This is Randy Gordon, and here comes the weather report for the 27th of February, 1956. It's going to be cloudy today. It's going to be a little bit humid, and the prospect of an upcoming thunderstorm this afternoon.
For me and you.
Hey, let's go and see if we can find some lyrebirds. Dad said they're out by the tennis court.
Yeah, let's go.
So I went to school. There were about 26 children there when I went there. I thought it was the centre of the world. It was a beautiful place. Everything you wanted was there. We had a big, massive big hall down near the shop, down near the lake. And we had Christmas parties there and movies twice a week. We played tennis every weekend. Kids used to play with the adults. And it was, I suppose, or sporting. Because there's a lot else you can do there as far as sport goes. Like you could, now you walk and cycle. And
where did he say? By the country. just a couple of yards from the riverbank, he said.
Psst, keep quiet. It's boring just to wait.
My mum and dad both played tennis, so we spent weekends down at the tennis courts. That was probably the biggest social hub of the town for daytime things, because we had our own fire brigade up there in those days, and my dad was in the fire brigade, so you went to everything that they did on a, you know, it was just lovely.
They were just dirt courts at the time, but a beautiful big tennis house, which should never have been pulled down. The new one's nowhere near as nice, and had a brick wall at the back so that you could practice on it.
How do you like our new teacher?
Don't know. He is sure nice, and he's an artist too. He wants to take photographs with us in the garden.
He didn't ask me.
Because you're a boy. Girls look prettier. That's better for art. Phew.
The school teacher that I remember was called Mr. Wingrave, and he was a bit of a budding photographer. So at different times, if we had a... I can remember we had a Sunday school down in the hall. We did a play and we were all dressed up in our Sunday best. He would take some of us, and I know I went a few times, into the gardens, into the flowers, the rhododendrons and things like that, and he'd take photos of us. I have one that I found in my mum's things just recently when I was going through them. I had a lemon dress with a full skirt. I had a little hat on. I had gloves. I had a little bag. And, yeah, I looked at that and thought, I can remember feeling like $1 million because I was dressed in my best clothes and I was one of the ones he wanted to take a photo of.
Ah, see? Something's moving there. What is it?
It's not a bird.
Got wings, though.
It's a moth, Melinda! A giant moth!
Do you think it's dangerous? Can it sting?
Moths don't sting, silly. Mum says they've been all over the place once, but now they're rare.
We used to swim up near the tennis courts a lot of the time. There was an area where they'd sort of built a little bit of a rock wall and there was a little bit of a pool in there, and we would swim there more often than not. Like, the whole family would go down and go swimming.
And that's weird too. It's supposed to hide in the daytime in caves.
Maybe it's looking for a cave. Maybe there's a treasure in this cave too. See how the wings are glittering?
You've got ideas.
We should try and catch it and bring it back to school.
Catch it with what? Our hands? They're fragile.
Here's my scarf. Now you go and catch it.
I won't.
Then I will. I'm sure it's a special one.
Too late, too late. It's flying away.
You scared it. That's your fault. Quickly, I can see it on the lake path. There across the road by the boulder.
I want to go home.
She was just a really good family woman. She used to sit up at 1 o'clock at night sewing our clothes, and she was too busy during the day to sew, so she made them. So yeah, she was a very caring mother. So yes, we had a dog. And
the only bonus Mum found with going to Bogong was we had an inside toilet. The house we were in Melbourne still had the outside toilet down the backyard.
Probably I'd just go for walks with the dog, play with the dog.
You're just like my nanny. She also always wants to go home, and she's afraid of the lake walk.
I am not afraid.
But that was the one thing we weren't allowed to do when we were children. On our own, we weren't allowed to go around. And I probably went a few times with an organised group from the school. But, yeah, that was something I knew I wasn't allowed to do.
Oh, see? It's flying further and further. Come on, then.
If you want to hear more of Gabby Schaffner's radio play, I highly recommend that you head up the Hume de Bogong village for the final weekend of the Phantasmagoria Festival. It's finishing on Sunday, April the 30th. And finally, for information about the Bogong Centre for Sound and the wonderful sound artists that have been involved in the festival, check out bogongsound.com.au.